Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many parts in one body, and all the body's parts do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another.
God's kindness is demonstrated by the fact that He doesn't leave us in the condition we were in before salvation. Throughout our life, the Lord uses certain tools to shape those of us who are believers into the image of His Son. God's Word. We grow in Christ when we spend time reading the Bible, because Scripture is like food that nourishes our soul. Yet sadly, some Christians rely only on the Sunday dinner of the Word served up by a pastor. Prayer. We learn to depend on the Lord by coming to Him with our needs and concerns, as well as our praise and gratitude. As we regularly draw near, our intimacy and love for Him grows. Instead of seeing prayer as a duty, we'll realize our time with the Lord has become a delight. The church. The body of believers is another important factor in our transformation, because that's where we learn to love one another. It's also where we find encouragement, receive biblical instruction, and experience accountability. Our culture has no shortage of worldly voices and pressures that fill minds and influence behavior. But when we intentionally schedule time for God, His Word, and His people, He does His transforming work in our life.